Morning, my friends. We are in day 11, learning from our enemies. One of the harshiyot, one of the sections of the Torah that we read during the month of Elul, has to do with Amalek and how the nation or the tribe of Amalek attacked the Jewish people unprovoked, and they attacked those from behind, those who were feeble when we were faint and weary, and they did not fear God. That's from Sefer Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 25. And the question is, why are we reading this during the month of Elul, during our 40-day chat? And the Torah uses a unique phrase to refer to what Amalek did to the Jewish people, and the words are asher karcha baderech, which literally means they met you on the way. But the word karcha is also related to the word kar, which means cold, to cool down. A mekarer in Hebrew is a refrigerator. So what does it mean that Amalek came and they cooled the Jewish people down? So I gave two explanations for this. And the first one is that they cooled us down spiritually. You have to remember when this took place. The Jewish people left Egypt. They saw the 10 plagues. They saw the splitting of the Red Sea. They got the Torah at Har Sinai. And they witnessed all of these incredible wonders. And then they were attacked by Amalek. And they sort of cooled them down because they were sort of like untouchable. Nobody would touch the Jewish people after all of these miracles, after the world sees how God is with them. And Amalek comes along and just says, no, we can do this. And Rashi, the great commentator, compares Amalek's attack to jumping into a boiling hot bathtub. Nobody would jump into a boiling tub because you get burned. But as soon as one person jumps in and cools it down, then it makes it easy for other people to do the same. And Amalek's ambush basically did the same, and it allowed for other anti-Semites to come. And they were sort of really laid the groundwork for future anti-Semitism. And there's a mission in Pirkei Avos, it's not in the chapter in the Ethics of Our Fathers, that teaches kol mezakeh sarabim ein chet ba al yado, that somebody who brings merit to the masses, no sin will ever come through him. But the opposite's true also. V'chol ha-machtiyah sarabim, but everyone causes the masses to sin. Ein maspikim biyado lasos tshuva, then opportunity to do tshuva is taken from them, because that individual or that group of people, like Amalek, that lays the groundwork for other people to do bad stuff, that is really the lowest of the low. And that's what Amalek did, and that's the language of Asher Karcha Baderech, who cut you off on the way. They made it easier. They cooled things down. Don't worry, the Jew's not so untouchable. You can take them, you can attack them, and nothing will happen to you. The other thing that I wanted to focus on is about Mikra. Rashi tells us that the word karcha, which means cool down, is also related to the word mikre, which means happenstance or coincidence. That Amalek comes to represent the idea that stuff that happens to us in life is just random. There's no rhyme or reason for anything. There's just things happening. And that's completely antithetical to Judaism. If Judaism stands for anything, it's that everything happens for a reason. There's a plan. And we may not always understand why things are happening, but to say it's random, that really cuts into the basis of our faith. The great Ramban, my son shared this new source with me at the end of Parshas Bo, says, Ein la'adam chilek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu ad shenamin, that a person has no share in the Torah of Moshe until he believes, shekol devareinu u'mikreinu kulam nisim, that everything that happens to us is, in a sense, a miracle. Ein bahem teva minhago shel olam. It's not just nature. It's not just the minhag shel olam, the custom of the way of the world. Whatever is happening is because it's part of God's plan. And this is a very, very important Jewish fundamental belief. Now, a lot of people, we struggle with this because, like, I don't understand, why did this thing happen? It just seems random. So I'm going to just chalk it up and say it's random. No, but if something happened in life, good, bad, the ugly, it's because, now, we should try to make some sense of it, but we can't always make sense. But that doesn't mean that it's happening randomly, that it's just some sort of natural occurrence. It could be that this was part of God's plan. And we very much believe that anything that happens, not just could be, but anything that happens is part of Hashem's plan. And when we stop believing that, that also allows a lot of cynicism to set in, because then it's just like stuff's happening and there's no rhyme or reason. Psychologist Aaron Anantofsky has a whole framework called coherence. And the coherence focuses around three beliefs. Number one, that your circumstances, things that happen to you in life, you can understand them. Okay, we may not agree with that so much. But number two, he says that you have what's needed to handle them. We do believe that. Medrash actually says that explicitly. And number three, they're meaningful. and they're worth investing in. They're not just arbitrary. And there was a review of 458 published studies and 13 doctoral theses, all found that people who score higher on this belief that the things that happen to them in life have meaning and purpose, they're part of some bigger plan, people who subscribe to this belief consistently show less anxiety, less depression, less burnout, and better health outcomes across ages and cultures. And it makes sense, because if things are just random, it's just like you lose hope. Now, I'm not saying believe everything has a reason, because it'll make your life better and you'll have more meaning and purpose and you'll have less anxiety and less burnout. No, that's just a positive outcome. I'm telling you to believe it because it's part of Jewish tradition. That's what the Ramban says, and because of what our sages teach, that if something happens, it's happening for a reason. We should somehow learn to try to grow from it in some way.